The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
Good. You're awake.
Yes, ma'am.
Clear me some room on the table. Got your cleaning done?
Yes, ma'am.
Not bad. Not bad. Now that the cleaning is done, you can help me with some cooking.
Oh, good. I'm starving.
Not for you. Not for me either. We'll eat a meal after.
After what?
After we've earned it.
What are we cooking?
Medicine. We bottle it up right here in the room. A miraculous mixture of rare oils, exotic herb, and divine spirit. a miracle drug with absolutely no medicinal value.
But...
But what? Come on, ask me what you want to know.
What do we do with medicine that doesn't do anything?
Sell it to people who don't actually need it. I'm going slow so you can see exactly how it's done. And you can learn the proper mixture of ingredients. Like cleaning the room, cooking the medicine will be your job. Now, once I fill it, you cork it and glue one of these labels on the front.
Lotus blood? Is it like patent medicine?
If you want to call it that.
Sell it in a shop?
No.
Door to door?
No.
On the street?
We do what's called a high pitch.
A high pitch?
From the back of a carriage. When the sun goes down, we light gasoline torches that hang from the ends of poles. Dramatic lighting. Catch people's eyes. And I'll set up a display of medical curiosities. Shrunken heads, jar babies, tapeworms. Like a museum.
Where do we do this?
Wherever we can attract a crowd.
How do we attract a crowd?
That will be your job.
Me?
That's right. We're gonna attract a crowd by putting you on display.
People will look at me?
They won't know what to make of you.
Why would people be interested in looking at me?
We'll make them interested. Gather round, good people, austere city. Permit me to share with you a message of truth and of hope. The mystery of the Caribbean island and the redeeming grace of our heavenly Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These marvels, mysteries, and blessings are personified in the unblemished lily-white flesh of one extraordinary child. A child who is an ambassador of God's tender mercies. And evidence of his ferocious power. Who is the child who represents the power youth of which I speak? Who is the embodiment of purity and perfection, filled with the wisdom of the ages? Permit me to introduce you, good people of Steel City, to the Seventh Daughter, Pandora! By that time, we should have a crowd of a dozen or so.
And then what?
You perform.
Perform.
We'll start with something simple, the absolute lowest form of Dukkerin, the alphabet code. I'll list 26 ordinary items in no apparent order, but you'll memorize them in this particular sequence, A through Z. The alphabet is simply a means of keeping track of their order. For example, A is this box, yes?
Yes.
Okay. B is this pencil. C is the door. D is the chair. Got that? A, B, C, D. Box, pencil, door, chair. What's C?
The door.
And A?
The box.
D?
The chair.
Now, do you see?
Contains an aggregation of herb and oil heretofore known only to the mystics and healers of the Orient. I shall now move among you and randomly point to items in your possession. Pandora, blindfolded and without any coaching whatsoever, will accurately name these items. You there. What's that in your hand?
A walking stick.
You there. Show me your... Yes. Pandora!
A flower in the lapel of a young gentleman. A carnation, I believe.
And what color is the carnation?
White.
Yes, white. As white and pure as your virginal soul. Please. Applause is not necessary. Pandora performs for your edification, not for your approval.
I'll be doing all the work. I'll find the items we're looking for in the sequence we've established. You just have to sit there and recite your ABCs.
But if someone watches us perform a second time, won't they figure out the pattern?
That's right. And that is why we never perform the alphabet code the same way twice. The next day, we do the alphabet backwards. The day after, we rearrange the letters to spell a sentence. The quick brown fox. But the alphabet code is child's play, the lowest form of Dukkerin. You know what Dukkerin is?
I assume it's like trickery.
Well, you're more clever than you look. As quickly as we can, we'll move beyond the alphabet code. I'll teach you other signals, modifiers. I will be able to communicate names and dates. Eventually, we won't use the alphabet at all. We'll be able to carry on separate conversations hidden within the words everyone else is hearing. Anyway, once the audience is hungry for more, I'll turn the tip and close the sale. Hide out behind the banner and change into your dress while I drum up the crowd. People of Steel City, and permit me to share with you a message of truth and of hope. The mysteries of the dark jungles of the Caribbean.
Pardon me, miss. I didn't realize anybody was back there. What are you doing, anyway?
Waiting for the show.
Oh, yeah. You're Pandora, is that right? Yeah, you're really something. Look, I don't mean to get you in no trouble, but those big eyes and that pale skin, you look just like a baby doe. And not so much of a baby, either. Practically a grown-up doe, all soft and white. Anybody ever tell you that?
No.
No. She probably don't tell you how beautiful you are. And I think we both know why that is. Tell me, what's she calling herself these days, the gal running the show? I think she might used to be a friend of mine.
Rose. China Rose.
China Rose? Sounds like perfume or soap or something. I expect that's her stage name. What's her real name? Can you tell me that? Say.
China Rose is the only name I know.
Is, huh? Funny. She ever call herself by the name...
Leave the girl alone! You shouldn't be back here! Leave us alone, or I'll call the cops.
Whatever you say, Duchess. I'll be watching.
Who was that?
How should I know?
You seem to recognize...
If I ever, ever catch you talking to that man or others like him...
I wasn't talking to him.
Did I not hear your voice? Telling him my name? Pay attention to your work. You let a man distract you and he'll destroy our act. We'll perform the word apostle, just like we planned, yeah? Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Stop sulking. Clean yourself up, and I'll go drum up a crowd.
I did all that? That's good, isn't it?
Not as good as it seems. I spent 50 cents on bottles, $2 to print the labels, the rental of the wagon, your dress, the ingredients, the torches.
What does that leave?
1 and 6.
What's that?
$1.75.
Oh, that's not so good.
It's a respectable beginning. We should start seeing real money in 3 or 4 days. You performed well, Pearl.
Oh, thank you. How much do we need for the passage?
Passage to what?
To see my father in Haiti.
You ask too many questions. You do your job. Allow me to do mine. And speaking of jobs, there is one more duty that I'll expect you to perform. Every evening after supper. First, you light the lamp and bring me my toy.
The toy?
The silver tray with the lacquered box. My toy box. Hop. You know hop?
Your medicine.
I can survive without it for a time. Eating spoonfuls of yen shi scraped from the damper, but it's no substitute for this. Oh, proper curative. Restorative.
Are you ill?
Some would say. Here, let me show you how to prepare it. Use the knife to slice a piece of opium from the loaf. Then you take this little hook, called a yin hock. And as the cooked opium thickens, you gently work it into a little ball of putty, like so. The little brown pearl. Just like this. And then we place it in the bowl and tilt the pipe at an angle so the flame warms the pearl. Careful that we don't scorch it. You just want to heat it so the breath of the dragon will travel up the pipe. And I turn the pearl with the yin hock, so a new area is exposed to the heat of the lamp. And I just breathe. Some nights, I will smoke 2 pipes, sometimes 3. Scrape the yin shi into the box and prepare another pearl, just like I showed you. If a smoker is not able to obtain a proper toy, she can eat a spoonful of yin shi instead.
Yes, you told me that.
Oh, yes. Well, it isn't pleasant, but it keeps the demons away. Pay attention. You might need to know this someday.
Rose? Who was that man?
What man?
The man in the bowler hat. In the coat with the fur collar.
The man who sugar-talked you.
He didn't sugar-talk me.
Oh, he did. You just didn't know it. Didn't you notice the way his eyes were skating across your face? It's the surest sign.
Of what?
Of his lust. A woman doesn't know she's being sugar-talked until it's dripping down her neck like molasses.
I'm not a woman. I'm a girl.
Does it make any difference to them? Sooner the better, as far as they care. Take you away from me. Take away our livelihood. Take away your power. If I ever catch you talking to one of them, I'll have you back at the convent before sunrise. And you can live the rest of your life there. With its ponds, its swans, the sisters lined up in a row, organ music playing all the time. Oh, nothing to do but watch the grass grow and breathe the air. Nothing to do but breathe.
During the performance, you called me a seventh daughter. What does that mean?
Old Romani superstition. They say the seventh daughter can commune with spirits. And so you shall. Read minds. Conjure voices from the grave. Cause spirits to rise and frolic in the dark. Under my guidance and hypnotic control.
I'll do all that?
It'll be just like tonight.
Did you see their faces tonight? The way the people looked at me? It was almost as if I were some kind of...
freak?
No.
What were you going to say?
Never mind.
Confidence is good. It strengthens you. But don't believe the lies you're telling. Don't eat the slop you're selling. Don't think of yourself as anything other than what you are.
Which is what exactly?
At best, a diversion. The magician's misdirection. You're like a dancing bear, the organ grinder's monkey, in a white crepe de chine.
And at worst?
A liar and a fraud. But it's nothing to be ashamed of. The line between illusionist and deceiver is a fine one, and your toes must always touch upon it. Don't look so sad. You will find this line of work quite rewarding. Continue to perform well, and I'll take you to someone who can train you in more elaborate skills. Show you the real secrets, so that maybe, one day, you can get your face painted on a canvas banner.
Just like her.
Just like her.
Davina, the woman on the canvas.
Yes.
Was she my mother?
What makes you ask that?
I look like her.
Huh. I guess you do at that.
Did you know her?
Yes.
I was told that she died when I was born. Did I kill her by being born?
No. She was dead already. By the time they pulled you out of her, her life was over. Hush now. Sleep.
Am I a seventh daughter?
Don't be silly. If you're the seventh, where are the other six? No. There is only you and I.
And my father. What about my father, Rose? When will we see my father, Rose? I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose and Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl.
There. You may now open your eyes.